The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, we can. And indeed, you are out there.
I can plow a field.
We country folk are surviving.
I can catch cat.
We can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. This is the Trump phenomenon way up here in northern North Dakota, in at the nadir of the winter. And it's hot up here right now. It's 31 degrees. That's a blazing hot winter. That's right, 31 degrees is a blazing hot winter. And here in the evening of January 24th, 2024, a day after the spectacular Trump-trained victory in chilly New Hampshire, a northern place like North Dakota. We'll talk a little bit about that tonight. And we'll talk about new things that the president has said in the last 24 hours since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon. And you're welcome to call in at area code 512. That's the headquarters deep in the heart of Texas of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock's going to end up being famous for principally that it's the home of Republic Broadcasting. And 512 there. We only have one area code in all of North Dakota. but they have a number apparently in Texas. 512-248-8252 will get you a phone call into this show. And that call will be fielded by our outstanding producer, director, and impresario, Mike, down there in Texas. So let's start out with this is the night after for appraisal of what happened Tuesday night in New Hampshire, and it's mighty impressive. Here's one that the president put up 7 hours ago, and I'll share it with you. He liked it, so he thought something you ought to read. So here, I'll read it to you here in our fireside chat here on the radio. David Brody is the writer linked to by Donald Trump, and he writes this: the fat lady is singing. President Trump's victory in New Hampshire was actually even more impressive than his 30-point win in Iowa. Let us count the ways. Despite the fact that, one, more than half of the primary voters in New Hampshire were not Republicans. Think about that. This is the Republican primary. Two, the electorate in New Hampshire was more moderate / liberal this time compared to 2016 by an increase of 9%. And where does that come from? Well, white flight out of Boston. That's where that comes from. People fleeing Boston. New Hampshire is becoming a suburb of Boston. Third, 64% of the primary voters last night said they were not MAGA. That when they were asked, you know, are you, nope, 64% no. Fourth, just 24% of the primary voters were described themselves as, quote, very conservative. And that's compared to 52% in Iowa. Just get to, David Brody's really onto something here. Five, Nikki Haley had the endorsement of the popular governor of New Hampshire. Now, I would cavil with that just a little bit. Well, no, wait a minute on how popular Chris Sununu is. But anyway, she had the endorsement of the governor of New Hampshire. Six, Nikki Haley invested heavily in New Hampshire. Let me fill that in a little bit. She outspent Donald Trump by a factor of, I'm not sure what the number was. It was multiples of millions, tens of millions of dollars more than Donald Trump spent. Seven, Nikki Haley spent tons of time there in New Hampshire. Eight, Nikki Haley had her, quote, two-person, unquote, race on supposedly her type of political terrain. So this was her fight on her terrain, on her terms. And yet, despite all those factors, President Trump won easily. Folks, this thing is over. Honestly, it's been over for quite some time. When you win both Iowa and New Hampshire, two states made up of two totally different kinds of voters, that's called dominance. The expression goes, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Look it up, you Gen Zers. Well, she's singing this morning, even if Nikki Haley is hearing silence. And it's music to the ears of GOP voters who want Trump to come back for a triumphant return to the White House in 2024. I call this the do-over election. The polling clearly suggests that GOP voters think Trump was nefariously gypped in 2020. They want to right a wrong. Oh, and they want to make America great again. And then he has an illustration here of a giant lady in her Viking Richard Wagner role costume with the horned helmet on and the blonde braids and the whole Viking deal. Singing is her is illustration, and he says underneath her, she's singing. All right. So that's a good one to start with there. I think David Brody, he makes observations there. I was not aware of how different the New Hampshire people are from the Iowa people. And more than half of the voters were not Republicans. And by the way, what Brody did not include here, let's count way number nine that he didn't list. Maybe half of the people who voted, using the term loosely, for Nikki Haley were, in fact, Democrat operatives, Alinskyite activists who were quite consciously, in a quite organized way, in a RICO way, you know, a racketeering influence corrupt organization, which is what the Democrat Party is. They were part of a RICO that could be taken down as a RICO. And it's felonious. They, in an organized way, polluted, destroyed the Republican primary in New Hampshire, And they have them on TV being interviewed, but even by CNN. And they're just bald-facedly saying, oh, I voted for Haley because I hate Trump. And no, I don't support Haley, but I hate Trump. And when we get to November, I will vote for Biden, not Haley. So, I mean, just openly admitting the fraud. Tens of thousands of such demon rats in New Hampshire. That's reason number nine. Donald Trump had to deal with some of those people in Iowa, but not anything like what he encountered in New Hampshire, especially in the college towns. All right, let's go to another post from the president here. Let's go to a message from the president. This is a video he made for us today. And so listen in, listen up.
Fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other lethal drugs are pouring across our wide open border, stealing hundreds of thousands of beautiful American lives. And it's happening like never before in our history.
Now, I'll give you the stage. I'll set the stage. He's standing in front of the battle, the naval battle portrait. It's looks, I think it must be at Mar-a-Lago, and flanked by a couple of American flags. And so he must be making this video at Mar-a-Lago.
Children are being left without parents. Families are being ripped apart. Communities are being decimated. Our neighbors and fellow citizens are having their entire worlds destroyed. Destroyed like nobody thought possible. Our country is being poisoned from within by the drugs and by all of the other crime that's taking place. The drug cartels are waging war on America, and it's now time for America to wage war on the cartels. In this war, Joe Biden has sided against the United States and with the cartels. They are making more money than they've ever made before, times 10. There's never been anything like it. They're major, major companies. They're bigger than even some of our biggest companies. Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and the ISIS caliphate. And just as, unlike the situation we're in today, we had a very, very strong border, the strongest border, in fact, in the history of our country.
Now, ruminate on that for just a moment. When Donald Trump, who is the only president who didn't start a war in our lifetimes, when he took the strike against ISIS, which was not a war, it was just a takedown, a focused, what could you say, special military operation, to quote somebody who uses that term. It was a special military operation, not a war, in its intent and so on. Donald Trump, in the course of a matter of days and weeks, used precision strikes by U.S. military to kill and destroy ISIS. So when he says, in the same way that I took down ISIS, I'm going to take down the cartels. It will be the policy of the United States. So what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means Donald Trump will launch military strikes against the cartel. He won't be crawling on his knees at the border, begging the corrupt president of Mexico to take action against the cartels. Donald Trump and the United States Army, Navy, and Air Force will strike the cartels. That's what he just said. And won't that be grand? It will be amazing. It will be wonderful. And the liberals will be whining and wailing and gnashing their teeth and rending their clothes. The American people will be cheering as American heroes come in helicopters, come in speedboats, come in and swarm the cartels, killing them. This will be ISIS action. Donald Trump will have declared war, and in a war, you kill the enemy. It's coming.
And drugs were at a low of 45 years. There's been nothing like what we did just 2 years ago. We will show no mercy on the cartels.
Oh, and by the way, when the Democrats like Chuck, you, Schumer, try to start complaining that the president is does not have the power to do this, Donald Trump will say, suck on this, Chuck, you. And he'll do it. He is the commander in chief, and he is defending our country against terror.
Every day, drug traffickers are using the waters of our region to ship their lethal poisons to America, killing so many of our people and ruining families. In addition to restoring strong border security, I will deploy all necessary military assets, including the U.S. Navy, to impose the full naval embargo on the cartels. I did that before, and it worked. What we did was incredible. We will guarantee that the waters of the Western Hemisphere are not used to traffic illicit drugs to our country.
Now, let's expand on that, folks. And suck on that, Chuck, you. A military blockade. Of what? Of Mexico. Of Panama. Of Central America. A naval blockade in which U.S. Navy ships will be stopping and searching Chinese freighters. How about that? Not bad.
Furthermore, I will order the Department of Defense to make appropriate use of special forces, cyber warfare, and other overt and covert actions to inflict maximum damage on cartel leadership.
Now, by the way, I'm hearing this message for the first time, like you, maybe, unless you're faster on the draw than I am, and which many of you are. And he's saying exactly what I, you know, just having heard the first few sentences, I inferred all the rest that I said, let's expand on this, folks. No, we don't need to. The president is expanding on it. In other words, I heard him aright. I heard what he was saying in those first few sentences. I'm going to send the special forces in, and we're going to kill these people. And we're going to blockade Mexico. And we're not going to pussyfoot, Chuck, you and Nancy. We're not going to Pelosi. We're going to kill and destroy the people who have murdered hundreds of thousands of young Americans. They're going to die. And it's not going to be, the Mexican government's going to clean up Mexico. No, the Mexican government is never going to clean up Mexico. First of all, the Mexican government is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the cartels. So they're obviously not going to clean up themselves. And secondly, even if somebody in there had an inclination to attempt that, they don't have the capacity to do it. This is so beautiful. We'll be right back with more right after the break.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Thank you. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Let's go back to the president's message. I was just listening to the commercial there for gold. Go to our website to see how you can buy things like gold or real meat to help the public broadcasting network. And I love it. One of the great lines of that ad was, tell them you want AU, that's gold, not BS. And I've been wanting to, I just never did it, but never looked it up. You know, you want AU, that's the atomic designation for gold. I thought, is there an atomic designation for BS? Is it on the table of elements? Well, son of a gun, it is. BS in chemistry and the atomic elements is B2S3, which is boron sulfide. Boron sulfide, which was synthesized, the chemical reaction done by Friedrich Wöhler and Henri-Étienne Sainte-Claire de Ville, published in 1858. They started with boron and hydrogen sulfide, and they got those two to react with each other. 2B plus 3H2S yields B2S3, which is boron sulfide, and 3H2 releases hydrogen. So this is interesting. So the hydrogen separates from the sulfur and combines with the boron. So I would much rather have AU than B2S3. Okay, let's go back to let us go back to the president. He's right over here. Okay, now what did I do with his message to which we were just listening? Here it is. Continue, Mr. President.
Infrastructure and operations. I will designate the major cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. We will sever their access to global financial systems. I will also work to forge an unprecedented partnership with neighboring governments in our region, just like I did in Mexico. And remember, in Mexico alone, an estimated 100,000 civilians have been tragically murdered or gone missing at the hands of these cartels. The Mexican government, run by a very fine man, the president, is really working hard, but it's not working out. These cartels are vicious and they're violent, and they have Mexico for now stymied. But we have to help Mexico, and we have to stymie the cartels. Either we will get the full cooperation of other governments to stop this menace, or we will expose every bribe, every kickback, every payoff, and every bit of corruption that is allowing the cartels to preserve their brutal reign. And it is indeed brutal.
Wow.
Finally, as I have said before, I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty.
Nice.
The drug cartels and their allies in the Biden administration have the blood of countless millions on their hands. Millions and millions of families and people are being destroyed. When I'm back in the White House, the drug kingpins and vicious traffickers will never sleep soundly again. We did it once, and we did it better than anybody else. There's never been a better border than we had just 2 years ago. It was strong, it was powerful, and it was respected all over the world. And now we're laughed at all over the world. And we're not going to let that happen much longer. We have to take over. We have to be tough. We have to be smart. We have to be fair. But if we don't do something immediately, our country is gone.
Oh, wow. Well, you need a little bit, if you need some uplifting, you need some morale building, just listen to that message again. Now, you can find it. I played it for you off of DonaldJTrump.com. And it's so good. Well, let's talk about it right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad
Big
John.
Bad John. Donald John Trump, Big that is. Right. Now, that message that you just heard, that was 4 minutes of pure fury. That was wonderful. And it look what the president did there. He focuses the attention. He focuses the mind so perfectly. He places Joe Biden in the picture as an operator for the cartels. Now, this is it's beautiful to explain Joe Biden as an operator for the CCP, which he is. He was paid off through his son, Hunter, and other conduits. He was paid off. He's a bought and paid for man. The Chinese Communist Party, the People's Liberation Army, owns Joe Biden. And that's very, very compelling. That's a fact, and that's something you can run on, and you can pound the stuffing out of the demon rats with that fact. But notice, look what the president has done here. He's increased the hammer blow of that attack by saying Joe Biden is an operator for the cartels. Now, this is something more immediately understandable to Mr. and Mrs. average American. China is far away. We've never really had a war with China. The idea that China can destroy us, although it's true, is somewhat abstract and distant for the average American. Not so with the threat from the gangs, the cartels, the MS-13 tattoo artists in every neighborhood of America. This is Mr. and Mrs. America are experiencing this right now. It's right here. They're seeing it in their streets, in their markets, in their neighborhoods right now. They're being killed, murdered, raped, kidnapped, trafficked. And they've had it. And they want war on the cartels. That's what Mr. and Mrs. America want. They want a war on the cartels. And Donald Trump just nailed it by identifying Joe Biden as an operator for the cartels. He has sided, he said it, he has sided with the cartels. He's owned by the cartels. He's the enabler. He's making it happen. Joe Biden's team, the Demon Rats, they're not looking the other way as we're being invaded. They are assisting the invasion. They are writing $5,000 checks to each and every invader. They are giving the invaders brand new cars. You don't think they are? Go into the parking lot of your local big box store and look at the invaders. Look at the cars they get into. And then look at your car. Then look back at their car. And then scratch your head and go, what happened? How did these people get into a brand new SUV who can't speak English, who clearly were crossing the Rio Grande sometime in the recent months? Where did they get that shiny new SUV that four military-age males piled into with all the goody-goodies they just bought? And where did they get the apartment they're sharing? Who gave them that apartment? How did they get through their rental permit? Have you ever applied for an apartment? You know, you've ever had a credit check? Have you ever had a security check? Have you ever been turned down? Do you think those people applied for apartments and passed muster? Now, by the way, last night, as the show was ending, I was concluding with this incredible fact. That at American airports right now, Joe Biden's TSA is waving the illegals through. They have a separate line with a sign, a separate line for the illegals. It says you don't need to go through the scanners. You don't need to go through the TSA. You go over here. And we're going to put you directly on the airplane. No questions asked. Then, but not you, American citizen. Not for you. No, you bend over. Grab your ankles. Face the X-ray machine. And put your kids in there, too, and your wife. And by the way, we're going to rummage... With our equal opportunity TSA crew is going to rummage through your luggage and rummage through all your belongings. And when you get to wherever you're going, good luck figuring out how stuff disappeared from your suitcases. That's happening right now. That's Joe Biden's TSA. That's Joe Biden's Democrat Party. They have declared war on the American people, and they are working for not only the CCP, but also for the cartels. And Donald Trump, this is, again, the mark of a brilliant general. You don't have to have been in the military to be a brilliant general. This is brilliant generalship. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump were to say, well, the CCP wants to kill us, and we're going to declare war on the CCP. We're going to take them out. We're going to kill them. Well, that might not work out so well. They have nuclear weapons. They have an army of, how big is that army? It's over 2 million, I believe. It dwarfs our army. Their navy is, according to our own navy, their Pacific fleet, the Chinese, is superior to the American Pacific fleet, which is our major fleet. But by contrast and by brilliance of the general, pick your battles. Pick battles that you will win. Don't march into a battle that you know you're going to lose, or you have a high percentage chance of your army being destroyed. No. March on the enemy where you will crush them. And that's what he's going to do. It's Donald Trump and the U.S. Patriot military versus the cartels. And we know how that's going to turn out. That's a good war to wage. We know how it ends. It ends very, very well. The cartels die. And they die from the top down, not from the bottom up. Donald Trump is not going to pick off the street dealers and then hurt the business of the cartel. No, he's going to send in Delta Force. He's going to send in the Green Berets. He's going to send in special operations. They're going to waste time on the street dealers. They're going to find out who's the top guy in each cartel, who are his top lieutenants. And they are going to go in and kill them. Are they going to waste time trying to capture them, trying to handcuff them? Are they going to risk their lives trying to be gentle with them, execute are they going to read them their Miranda rights as they hose them down with 50 caliber? No, they're not. They're going to identify the hacienda of El Jefe, and they're going to come in low and hot, and they're going to strafe the hell out of it. And there's going to be a lot of dead cartel captains. And they're going to just work their way down. And any they do capture, they will capture some strategically in order to take apart the organization. And will they let Chuck Yu, Schumer, and his attorney, his lawfare attorney teams provide free counsel and to these people? No. No. They will be interrogated. Very gently, very gentle interrogation. Very, 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 very sweet to find out where their operation is. Where's the cash? Where's the structure? How can we take this apart? You want to tell us? We'll give you lots of good reasons to tell us. You saw what happened to your buddies who didn't tell us. Yeah, those guys over there that are dead. It's wonderful. Let's take a call here from Gregory in California. Gregory, what's on your mind?
I can't believe I'm actually speaking with you.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just trying to mute out this other program I'm listening to. But, have you been red-pilled by Roger? The man that sails you from your servitude to a freedom more apropos to our reality, or the reality that we can make. Are you familiar with that, James? James.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs from the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American town. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom and pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go?
Folks, we're back due to reasons beyond our control. We got interrupted. But here it is. Here's the election countdown clock. 285 days, 3 hours, 12 minutes, and 38 seconds. At that moment, Donald Trump will be elected President of the United States. And then shortly thereafter, that'll be November 5th. January 20th, he will put his hand on the Bible and be sworn in as President of the United States, and he will declare war on the cartels that very day and do a whole bunch of other things on day one. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump's day one, I hope he does this. I don't know if there might be a statutory time of day that the swearing-in must occur on January 20th. But let's hope it's early in the day, because that's going to be a long day. There are going to be an awful lot of Donald Trump executive decisions on day one. And one of them will be declaring war on the cartels. And any woke generals like Milley or this guy Austin, General Austin, the guy who disappeared without notifying. What do they call that in the military? Isn't that called AWOL? Absent without leave? He went AWOL because he had prostate cancer? At least that's what we're told. He's a lying sack of you know what. But let's just believe for the second that that's what it was, prostate cancer. Went and had a prostate surgery without telling anybody, and the American chain of command was interrupted. That's really good, Austin. That man should be tried for dereliction of duty, for treason, for being AWOL, should be drummed out of the service. He sent U.S. military patriots. He discharged dishonorably thousands of military, Air Force, Navy, Army, Marines, Coast Guard. He dishonorably discharged thousands because they wouldn't take his damn vaccine. And now he's still in office? He's still wearing his uniform? I'm sorry. That's wrong. I'll tell you what, General Austin, you're going to want to retire well before Donald Trump becomes president, because if you're still wearing that uniform when Donald Trump is sworn in, it is going to be a bad day for you. Donald Trump is going to have the military police march you out of the Pentagon or wherever you're hiding and put you in the brig. So 285 days, 3 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. That's not very long. This is encouraging. So let us go back to the president's thread here. And there's more good stuff. You know, with this show, we just skim the surface of the good stuff that we can't cover it in 1 hour. We'll be back in just a moment with more great stuff from The Orange Man.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, it's still the same.
We're back, folks. Hey, the Moody Blues. Listen to this one. This is something the president posted. You know, among the many travesties that we're enduring is this woman, E. Jean Carroll, who completely falsely pulled it right out of her you-know-what, charged Donald Trump with assaulting her in a women's dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. So here's what a letter, the president posted this, a letter to the editor, the New York Post, who writes, and there's a whole bunch of them, but as a longtime Bergdorf shopper, I know, this is from a woman, I know a woman who lives in Palm Desert, California, which is a very ritzy place, so probably somebody with a lot of money shops at Bergdorf Goodman. As a longtime Bergdorf shopper, I know that would have been impossible. The sales ladies have always been skilled and hyper-attentive. The idea of a large man assaulting a customer in a dressing room is impossible. I suggest that Bergdorf's sue Carol, E. Jean Carol, for dragging their famous name, brand, and reputation through the this case of Trump derangement syndrome. An elegant retailer with a storied history should not have its name tarnished. And here's another one who writes, this is a guy who writes, justice ends where Judge Lewis Kaplan's courtroom begins. Corrupt courtroom begins. And Lewis Kaplan is the judge who is, I mean, this is so laughable. This is such a kangaroo court. Lewis Kaplan decided on his own lonesome that Donald Trump was guilty. This is a civil case being sued by E. Jean Carroll. He just decided that Donald Trump, the case is obvious. The president assaulted this woman. It's obvious, he says. And Donald Trump never had a chance to present any defense or any, you know, and he was, instead of being innocent until proven guilty, and that's that's why they used a civil trial where that isn't the standard. But they're using a civil trial as a criminal trial. So you lose the civil trial and you in effect, you've been convicted criminally. And you've been, and if you're talking about scores of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars of damages inflicted on the civil defendant, well, you've destroyed them. Oh, my goodness. Our hour is up. I'm glad we got to hear Donald Trump. My goodness, I'm glad we got that in. We'll continue skimming the surface of the Trump phenomenon again tomorrow night. See you then.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.